Welcome back. Today we're making rolling bass accents for drum and bass in Ableton Live, but with one hard rule: resampling only. So no MIDI velocity tricks, no drawing filter automation, no I'll just map an LFO and call it groove. We're going to do this thin old school, discipline building way: print a few versions of the same bass line as audio, slice them up, and then program accents by swapping audio hits like you would with drum samples. This is one of those workflows that instantly levels up your DNB bass writing, because it forces you to commit, and it turns sound design into arrangement and performance. Alright, let's build it. First, the goal. By the end, you'll have a steady rolling bass loop, a few accent versions like Bright, Gritty, and Longer Tail, and a drum rack full of your own bass hits. Then you'll write a pattern that feels like it's galloping under the drums, even though the rhythm can be super simple. Step 1. Create a solid rolling bass source. Make a new MIDI track and name it Bass Source. Drop in Ableton's Waveditable. Keep it simple. Oscillator 1 on basic shapes, and choose a sine or triangle. Turn oscillator 2 off, or keep it super low if you want a hint of extra tone. Now add a low pass filter, LP24. Give it a little drive, not a ton, somewhere around 10 to 20%. Then just a tiny bit of bite. Route envelope 2 to the filter, with a small amount, like 10 to 20. We're not animating it, we're just giving the sound a little edge so it reads on smaller speakers. After the synth, add saturator. Soft clip mode. Drive it gently, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to stabilize the level and create harmonics. Then EQ8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz to clean up rumble. If it's boxy, do a small dip somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. Keep it subtle. Now the MIDI. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Choose a note like F1. Put hits on 1.1, then 1.2.2, then 1.3, then 1.4.2. Think of it as a classic roll. It's steady, it's driving, and it leaves room for the drums. Keep the note lengths around 8th notes to start. Don't overthink the groove yet, because the whole point of this lesson is that the groove comes from printed variations and editing. Now we set up resampling properly, clean and fast. Create a new audio track and name it Bass Resample, or Bass Prints, whatever makes sense. In Audio From, choose your bass source track directly. This is important, because it keeps the print clean and prevents you from accidentally recording drums or other tracks. Set monitor to in, arm the audio track, and record 2 to 4 bars of your bass loop. Great! You've now got your first printed bass audio, and that's the mindset shift. Once it's audio, you're not tweaking a patch, you're building a kit. Next, we create accent variations, but we do it by printing multiple performances, not by automating anything. Duplicate your bass source track 3 times. Rename them so you stay organized. Bass source bass, bass source accent bright, bass source accent grit, and bass source accent long. All of them use the exact same MIDI clip. That's the trick. Same notes, same timing, different static tone. Then we print each one. Let's do accent bright first. On the bright version, open the filter cutoff a bit. Make the amp envelope slightly snappier, so it speaks quickly. Then add overdrive after saturator. Drive around 10 to 25%, and set the tone around 60 to 75%. You're aiming for presence and front of the mix clarity. If you want, add auto filter, but keep it static. No movement. Maybe LP12 with the cutoff a bit more open and just a touch of drive. Now resample 2 bars of that bright version onto a new audio track, or into the same recording track, but in a separate clip. The key is, you want separate audio clips for each variation. Next, accent grit. On the grit version, add pedal. Put it in distortion mode. Drive around 20 to 40%, but listen carefully. You want weight and density, not fizzy top end only. Then add redux. Downsample just a little, maybe around 4 to 8. Bit reduction low, like 2 to 4, only if needed. The idea is texture and aggression for those push moments, especially into the snare. Print 2 bars of that. Now accent long, the tail version. Increase amp release so the note breathes longer. Back off saturation slightly if it starts to get too crunchy, because tails can get messy fast. And if you want a little extra body, add corpus very subtly. Tube or beam can work. Mix low, like 5 to 15%. You want note body, not an obvious resonator effect. Print 2 bars of that. At this point, you should have multiple audio clips: bass, bright, grit, and long. Same groove, different attitude. Quick coach note before slicing. Gain stage for prints. Don't normalize randomly. Just make sure the prints are roughly similar in peak level, within about 1 to 2 dB. If one print is louder, It'll feel like a volume accent, not a tone accent. In DNB, the best accents often feel like pressure and character, not just louder. Now we slice everything into a bass accent kit. Pick the cleanest bass print first. Select 1 to 2 bars and consolidate it so it becomes one clean clip. Then right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing mode, use Transients if it detects cleanly. If it's confused, use a fixed grid like 1/8. Your goal is 1 slice per hit, something like 8 to 16 slices depending on how you recorded. Do the same for the accent prints, or even better for workflow. Line your bass, bright, grit, and long clips end-to-end on one audio track. Consolidate that into a single long clip, and slice once. That gives you one big drum rack with all your bass hits, all in one place. Now we switch into the bass kit mindset. Stop thinking like a synth programmer. You're a drummer now. You've got bass hits, bright hits, grit hits, tail hits. If you have time, rename a few pads so you don't get lost. Bass 1, bass 2, bright short, grit long, tail, things like that. It speeds everything up. Next, we program rolling accents using audio slices, not automation. On the new sliced MIDI track, create a fresh MIDI clip, 1 or 2 bars. Lay down your standard roll using the bass slices, 1.1, 1.2.2, 1.3, 1.4.2. Now swap specific hits for accent slices. A really reliable starting map is, use a bright hit on 1.1, so the downbeat is clearly marked. Use a grit hit on 1.3, so it pushes energy into the snare area and gives the bar momentum. Then optionally add a long tail hit near the end of the bar, like a punctuation mark. If you want a slightly more jungle-leaning feel, add a quiet ghost note late in the bar, like 1.4.4, using a short bass slice. Keep it quiet and tight. It's not there to be heard as a separate note. It's there to make the roll feel alive. Now, pocket and timing. This is where intermediate producers separate themselves. Accents are useless if they don't sit with the drums. If you have a two-step or an amen-style break running, listen to the relationship between your bass hits and the snare. Try nudging your pre-snare hit slightly early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny lean forward can make the whole groove feel urgent without changing any notes. Or use groove pool. Pick a subtle 16th swing groove, apply it a 10 to 20%, and see if it adds bounce. If it works, commit it. If it doesn't, remove it fast. The point is feel, not the idea of feel. Now, clean up slicing artifacts. If you hear clicks, don't panic. In the simpler inside each drum rack pad, set a tiny fade in, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. You can also adjust decay and release per slice. This is not automation. It's sample shaping, and it's one of the biggest benefits of the resample workflow. You're sculpting each hit to sit correctly. To glue the whole kit, put drum bus on the drum rack. Drive around 3 to 8, crunch low, and usually keep boom off for bass. If you need more density, add saturator after drum bus. Now let's talk about the classic problem, inconsistent sub. If your accent slices change the low end too much, split the job into bands. One rack for sub only with a low pass around 80 to 90 Hz, and one rack for mids. Keep the sub mostly using one consistent bass pad for every hit, while you swap mid slices freely for accents. If you do that, check phase. Put utility on one chain and try phase invert. Choose the setting that gives stronger low end. Do it once, and then never touch it again unless you change the samples. Now arrangement. Make accents evolve across 16 bars. Here's a simple energy map that works constantly in DNB. Bars 1 to 4, bass only. Establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8, add bright accents on the downbeats, like 1.1 each bar. Bars 9 to 12, add one grit swap per bar, usually as a push moment. Bars 13 to 16, introduce a longer tail every 2 bars, and make bar 16 the most obvious phrase-ending tail. This gives the listener development without rewriting your entire bass line. You're basically doing arrangement through kit selection. Two advanced ideas if you want more motion without modulation. First, call and response over 2 bars. In bar 1, use brighter accents, and in bar 2, use darker, weightier accents. Same rhythm, but it feels like the bass is talking. Second, print 2 bass versions, bass A and bass B, with tiny static differences, like slightly different filter drive or saturation amount. Slice both, and alternate A and B on every other hit. That creates motion that feels organic, without a single automation lane. One more spicy trick, microfills at phrase edges. Right before the bar resets, add a quick pickup hit, like a 1/16, using a short gritty slice. It's like a bassist doing a quick grace note into the next phrase. Now, Common mistakes to avoid. Don't over-accent. If every hit is special, none of them are. Aim for 1 to 3 accents per bar, max, until you're confident. Watch the snare. Gritty accents around 180 to 250 HC can mask snare body. If your snare suddenly feels smaller, carve a small notch in that zone on the bass rack with a Q8, and fix clicks with fades. Tiny fades solve most slice problems instantly. Let's wrap with a quick 15-minute practice plan. Make a 1-bar rolling MIDI bass loop at 174. Resample 3 static variations: bass, bright, grit. Slice them into 1 drum rack. Write a 4-bar pattern where bar 1 is no accents, bar 2 has an accent on 1.1, bar 3 accents 1.1 and 1.3, and bar 4 adds a tail near the end. Then bounce those 4 bars to audio and listen against a basic DNB drum loop. Adjust timing until the bass feels like it's pulling the drums forward. Your deliverable is a 4-bar bass loop that drives, not drags. And that's the big takeaway. Rolling bass accents don't require automation. Print variations, slice them, and perform the groove by choosing the right hit at the right moment. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, like minimal roller, jungle, neuro-ish, foghorn, I can suggest an accent placement map and a couple of static print chains that match that vibe.